Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Trevor Takach is on a phone line, the president and CEO for Traverse City, Michigan. Hey, Trevor, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Gosh, we have great reception coming in from way up in Michigan. Hooray.
Yes, we've just recently gotten phone lines up here. Things are really good.
Yeah, boy, wait till you get hot water and electricity, my friend. You're going to love the 21st century. And yet Traverse City is kind of like that, I think, for some of us. It really does sound like an escape that's far away, but really nearby for Chicagoans, isn't it?
It is. It's a short drive, I would say, because I make the trek down to Chicago quite often with my family. But I could see a lot of people in the Chicagoland area wanting to come north to Traverse City because it is rural. It's wide open space. It feels very comfortable, especially in an age of a pandemic, to be able to spread out and be outdoors. And despite the jokes about the technology, we are catching up with the rest of the world. And we do have some pretty high-level sophistication for a small town with, fine dining and wineries and a lot of other amenities that people come to enjoy with a developed destination like Traverse City.
I sort of get the feeling you're preaching to a pretty big choir. I think everybody knows about Traverse City in Chicago, but let's for a moment assume they don't. And by the way, when we went up your way last year, Brenda and I went up to Milwaukee and took the ferry over to Muskegon, which was a fun way to go. I don't know that we saved much time because we had to go up to Milwaukee and then wait and then take the fun little two-hour trip across the lake and then drive off. But that's one way to get up there. This is our Best of the Midwest series we do on Thursdays. So give me some highlights. What's Traverse City known for?
Well, it is. There's a lot of ways to get here, and the boat ride is half the charm, I think. Maybe not to make it a speedier trip, yeah, but definitely an experience for sure. But, you know, when you come up to Traverse City, you're going to dive into a beautiful space that is, well preserved. You know, we're very well known for the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, right on the tip there of the Pinky Finger, which encompasses roughly 35 miles of beach and dune that is accessible in many different ways. And they're seeing record numbers at that park this year. And as I mentioned, we've got the variety of wineries now, more than 40. Wineries in our region, it's become very well developed. It takes time for that to kind of get a handle on that process. And, we've got the experience now here in northern Michigan to be able to produce a great product that not only is it good, tastes great, it's an experience in each of these wineries because they've developed their own personality. And it's a real fun opportunity to come meet the winemakers, taste those wines, and look over the beautiful vistas of Lake Michigan or Western Grand Traverse Bay and just enjoy a sunset on the beautiful shores.
We don't have many wineries in Chicagoland per se. We've got a lot of distilleries and breweries. Distilleries are kind of hot. Everybody seems to be cooking up their own batches of vodka, gin, bourbon, and whiskey,
Indeed, and we are no exception up here in Traverse City. And kind of the charm of what we can bring to the table is our diverse agriculture in Michigan. We're the second most diverse agriculture of all 50 states, and Traverse City really embraces that. And so when you go to the distilleries and the breweries, the wineries, restaurants, we're using our own local ingredients. And the distilleries, it's a really cool thing. We actually have a brand new distillery that's opened up right across from the visitor center here called the Tasting Room, and their products are called Legacy. And they're just starting to open up now. So for your listeners, if they're starting to plan trips, we're opening up brand new attractions and restaurants and opportunities, which is pretty, I think, pretty unique in a world where things are still kind of shuttered. We're opening up new doors and giving people new opportunities here in Traverse City.
Talk to me about things to do, zip lining, hiking trails, windsurfing. I'm not sure. The water's pretty cold up there. What am I going to do when I get up there?
Well, there's a lot to do, and that's why I'd encourage people to go to TraverseCity.com to check all of it out. But we do have amazing trails, paved and more rustic unpaved trails for hikers and bikers. I get on that trail. It's called the Leelanau Trail almost every day for a run right there by my house, and it's absolutely amazing. It goes up to a small town called Sutton's Bay to the north in Leelanau County. And if you're only willing to take it one way, you can ride your bike up there, and we have a bus system that can bring you back so you don't have to burn more calories on the way back. And there's a lot of ways to access the beautiful blue waters here. We've got great boating opportunities in West Grand Traverse Bay. You can go out on a catamaran or a dinner boat or a small schooner. There's a lot of ways to go out that way. Or if you're into fishing, you know, we've got a lot of charter fishing opportunities here as well.
Trevor Tkach is on a phone line, the president and CEO for Traverse City, Michigan. What about shopping? Is there a district in Traverse City? Is there an art neighborhood? How would I seek out shopping up there?
Well, like any good destination that's encouraging visitors, we have plenty of great shopping. Downtown Traverse City is probably the number one hot spot. We've got a lot of unique boutique shops and galleries downtown. We've got some fun, smaller spots like Frankfort, Michigan, over on the shore of Lake Michigan, which has, you know, just a lot of fun, quirky stores, unique gift ideas, and fun things like that. And I tell you, for a fairly sparsely populated area, we punch above our weight when it comes to shopping and dining because all the great visitors who come year-round here and can help support those businesses.
You know, when we were up in, we went through Charlevoix last time I was through Traverse City, and they have these little mushroom houses. And I wonder if there's some equivalent of that. Is there some quirky feature that, you know, if I'm going to go to Traverse City, make sure you see this? What are some of the odder things about your area?
Oh, boy. I don't know if we can compete with the mushroom houses up in Charlevoix, and I'd encourage people to go check those out if they're coming through Traverse City. But there are a lot of, and I'll go back to the wineries. These are all such unique places, and one that comes to mind is Mare Vineyard, not too far out Old Mission Peninsula, which overlooks East Bay, and it feels like you're in Italy. Like you go onto the property, and if you were blindfolded and drove in, and you came up and raised your eyes around the horizon, you'd think you were in a different country. It's just so spectacular. Beautiful stone building that they'd built. And there's a lot of experiences like that all throughout the area. There is a really cool spot out in Benzie County, which is kind of towards that Frankfort area like we were talking about, called Gwen Frostick's. And this is kind of an art gallery. Gwen was an artist, and her traditions and concepts have been carried on for generations, and it's all kind of underground. It's this art gallery, and they do prints and work, her replications of her work. It's all very natural, and the building's kind of underground. It's a very special spot, kind of off the beaten path, kind of like those mushroom houses.
We're talking about Traverse City, Michigan, and by the way, this conversation will be podcast at WGNradio.com on the John Williams page. Just click on Best of the Midwest Traverse City and you can hear a lot of this information back. You can also go to TraverseCity.com, right? TraverseCity.com to find out more about Traverse City. I would love to take one of those boat trips. I don't know if it's a dinner or an afternoon, but Michigan, Lake Michigan's so beautiful. That sounds very appealing to me.
Oh, they're fabulous. I've been on most of them, but there's so many new ones that have come online. I still haven't. I've yet to get onto all of the opportunities. We have a brand new dinner boat here. They can see a large variety of passengers. So either you're coming in as a couple or a family, or if you have a bigger group that you want to bring up, that boat can definitely accommodate for that. The Naughty Cat is a fun one that is parked over at the Delamar Hotel here on the shore of West Grand Traverse Bay. A fun excursion where, you know, you can have, they have a specialty drink on this boat called catnip on the catamaran. And so you go and kind of tour West Grand Traverse Bay, wind or no wind, because, you know, they have motors on those boats too to make sure you can get out and move around even on the sailboats. So there's a lot of ways to access the water. And if you want to get a little bit more adventurous, there's a number of opportunities for you to rent your own pontoon boat or jet skis, or if you want to go kayaking or try stand-up paddleboarding. A lot of people think they have to bring those with them, or they see other people doing it. It's like, man, we don't have that. We can't do that. But we've got the rental opportunities here in Traverse City that'll give you access to the water in any way you'd like to take it in.
That's all good news. TraverseCity.com. By the way, are we wearing masks? Are we vaxxed? What's going on up there?
Well, here's, we are one of the most highly vaccinated regions in our state. Our area is taking it very seriously, but we always encourage people to bring a mask with them. You don't know what might happen with regulations and things, and every establishment is different and has their own rules. But we've been very thoughtful about it as a community, and we try to keep our community safe and keep our visitors safe as well. So I would encourage people, come prepared with a mask, but as of right now, most opportunities are probably going to be mask-free.
What's the peak day for color?
Well, normally that comes early mid-October, traditionally. And I tell you, the best time to try to get in to see the colors, and of course, talk about amazing opportunities, going out on the boats and seeing the colors from the water is really spectacular. The wineries, or even, we haven't even talked about the golf courses and how beautiful it is to golf those courses with the foliage. But, it's good to plan ahead, but it's also good to look at different days of the week. If you want to have a little bit more space and feel a little
bit. Trevor, time's up.
No. Okay.
We could do this for another hour. We have to stop. I want people to go to TraverseCity.com. TraverseCity.com. Trevor Tkach, President and CEO up there. Well done, Trevor. I can't wait. It sounds very well done. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.